Hello and welcome to Coffee with Father Don, where we sit down with some coffee and questions, and Father Don does the rest. My name is John Russett, and I have the pleasure of guiding you through our conversations, all over a cup of coffee, where we question many of life's unsolvables through the lens of Collegeville's own Father Don Talifas. We continue with questions from you, the listeners, taken from a conversation recorded in March 2024, prompted by a question from Linda Kennedy. Here is the conversational journey Father Don steers. You know, it's interesting. We sit here on Super Tuesday, and you've already been out and voted. Good for you. You've exercised your citizenship in a responsible fashion. Here's a question. Linda Kennedy asks, why have politics become so ingrained in our church? So maybe I would ask you, where do you see politics in the church today that maybe where they weren't previously? And why do you think that is?
That's a tough question, I think. A lot of people have written books about that issue in the church. I got tired of reading them. But yeah, that's a reality. People just sometimes are attached to what they used to see in church or hear, like communion rails, kneeling for certain things. Those are wearing a little lace, something on your head for women.
And maybe up to including just the act of going to church itself. Versus, in fact, as a youngster, believing that I must go to church every Sunday, to the ideal now that people don't think it matters.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that before. And I'd ask you to offer your perspective on the kind of the rule of going to church versus the spirit of going to church and the impact of, or the absolute call that you need to be at church versus missing on occasion.
Yes, I have a very, very good friend. I don't think that he and his family go to church. I think they used to. There are a lot of reasons why people wouldn't go to church. Boredom, for one, the routine, the ritual. Yeah, it's a tough question. I don't think I have a special oar to put in the water. I remember telling a student who came to me and said that this is way back. Once you're my age, you can talk about way back. This fellow came to me and as a chaplain, says, I'm so bored of Sunday Mass. I just don't want to go. And he was sort of asking permission to do that. I told him, well, why don't you try that for a month or so, not going, and we could talk about it again later. Putting things off.
And did he come back? Did he try your experiment?
I think he did. I think he wrote me many, many years later and said that he had developed his own pattern of going, being free about not going. I think that's what a lot of people have done.
Found their own way, their own rhythm. It leads to another question. How often and what kind of things would people come to you with, almost like he did, wanting you to say it was okay not to do this or not to do that? Or did you find a lot of students or even through the years, a lot of adults reaching out to you for some sort of absolution or permission to act differently than maybe what they were raised believing?
I think a lot of people just made their own decision about that and thought that that's what it should be. They were free about a lot of things that heretofore would be regarded as mortal sins, stuff like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't even talk about mortal sins anymore, do we?
No.
No.
Yeah, it's like what people wear to church on Sunday. Some people, you can't tell whether they're going to Mass or beach. Well, I think most priests would say, well, you don't say anything. That just makes it worse. Well, thank goodness that's not just my problem, but everybody's.
Yeah, lots changed over your lifetime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My mother, who was in her 60s probably at the time, I replaced the pastor at Joan of Arc a number of summers.
Down in South Minneapolis.
Yeah. I had talked to the pastor who had advertised for replacement for the summer. And I bit, and we had our, what do you call it? What's the term for?
Screened?
Screened. We went to the Black Forest Inn in the Twin Cities. I went with the pastor. That was his decision. And we talked about it, and I told him what I liked about Joan of Arc and so forth. He said, I think you'll do. So he made his plans to go. I liked the liquidity of the place. Yeah, I suppose it's a matter of degree. How much do you do that? How much do you don't? How much do you, you know, change things or let people, for instance, lay people speak? I think later on the bishop said no. They've had a pastor for quite a while who is a Johnny.
You know, you cited, so they're known at St. Joan's of being very progressive. When you hear somebody say that church is very progressive, what does that mean? What does that look like? What are elements of being progressive?
Well, I think it means having speakers other than the pastor sometimes. And I'm not sure what they do now. I haven't been there for years. I remember my mother was down to the cities during that time once. She liked that. She says, well, finally. Mm-hmm. Well, she was an Irish Catholic, so.
Well, it seems to bring more relevance and relatability to how we apply our spirit.
I liked it, yeah.
Was that a annual? For how long did you go in during
several,
the summer?
Several summers.
And those were good assignments. Those were fun for you.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to a parish and spend the summer and wish you didn't have to come back? Or did you ever wish you could stay for a longer period of time because you were enjoying your interim role?
Well, I enjoyed the summers, but I also enjoyed student life. So one was, there were different kinds of.
It was a nice getaway and a nice time. And
I know the abbot or whoever it was put up a sign with the first time saying the pastor there wanted a substitute for the summer. And I said, do you mind if I apply for that? He said, no, certainly. So I did. And he said, I think you'll do.
You'll do.
Coffee with Father Don is a Nine Pines podcast production in association with Sixth Man Enterprises. As always, a very special thank you to Father Don himself for his time, his insight, and remarkable recall. Until next time, thanks for listening.